Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Owen Beadle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates.
Shotgun snap, looking middle of the field, under pressure, ball is stripped! Chinonwosu diving for it! There is a scrum, it looks like the Chargers may have it, we'll see. Charger ball! Charger ball! The Bolts are going to win in Baltimore.
We've seen Bosa. We've seen Rochelle. We've seen Ingram. And how about Chinonwosu, the closer, to finish it?
And the Chargers are going to advance to the divisional round.
San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego. Chargers, San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego. Chargers,
Only thing I like about the Chargers, this damn song. I think the history matters. The history does matter.
I like the Road Whites.
It plays some sort of role in all this that Rivers has never beaten Brady. It plays some sort of factor. I don't know how much.
A little bit. Like the weather. It's same as the weather.
Yeah, it's a little
whatever advantage. It's a little bit of a mental advantage.
How many inches of snow are we up to? We're 3 hours into the week.
Probably 7.
By what day do we call a meteorologist on this show?
I really don't want to give them the platform.
What? Because
it's good. They're gonna sell this sucker like it's the storm of the year, storm of the century. Leave your house by 4 a.m. Make sure you get there for kick. Yeah, get ready for it. You know it. I'm gonna go make sure I stock up on milk today. Okay. I don't even drink milk. All right. Drinking like paint.
Never mind. Hardy, you got any takes on that?
I got a can of paint outside.
By what day we call one of the weather people?
Wednesday. I'd say
I'm guessing Wednesday.
Wednesday we get a clear picture of where this sucker is off offshore.
Well, who have we had on before? Eric Fisher?
You're going with E-Fish.
Yeah. I'd be fine with that. I'm not of the opinion that it plays no factor in the game. It's got to play some kind of factor, and not necessarily, you know, putting the Chargers at a huge disadvantage, but just in how the game is going to play out. If it's going to be windy and snowy and crappy.
I think we got to call Kevin Lemanowitz this time. Boston 25 News. He gives us the weather every game day.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm an eat fish guy, though. But
well, he's a friend.
He's probably busy.
5-day forecast would be Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's a sweet spot.
All right,
start talking about Wednesday.
Wednesday is the day.
I've only mentioned it 8 times on the show. What, Jim?
I mean, there's some European models that are showing some.
No, Tom makes a good point. The Raiders weren't affected too much in the Snow Bowl either, so. Came from California.
Okay, so
well, that's why I said I don't think it's a huge advantage. It's not like every single player on the Chargers grew up in Southern California and they never played in cold weather before.
I mean, seriously, was the snow an advantage that night? It wasn't an advantage for the Patriots, was it?
It was once they started chucking it all over the lot. Yeah, that's when they learned that, you know what?
How do you look at that game and say it was the snow? That's why they won. You can't.
No, you won on a tuck rule. That's how you won. He went on a bad roll.
You also needed
exists.
An insane kick.
Yeah. That might have slowed down the Raiders' offense a little bit.
Yeah.
The Raiders were a high-flying offense.
It also slows down the rush, too, because you're able to block it up more. I mean, we've seen this team go to the air more when those conditions, back in the Bill Parcells days, God forbid we'd throw it 10 times if there was 2 inches of snow on the ground. What we're going to do, we're going to pound it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John's in Boston. Hi, John.
Put the fullback in.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up?
Happy New Year, boys. Haven't
yes,
talked
sir.
To you in a while. What's the word?
How's the train lines?
You already know. It's good enough.
Good enough.
I just talked to, what's his name, Teddy Johnson last week. Well, you guys were out. It was awesome. We're talking about bench pressing and fist fighting. It was badass. I loved it.
Scrappy. I love it. What'd Ted have to say about it? Last fight he ever been in.
that animal. He loved every minute of it just as much as me. But, yeah, I'm pretty juiced today. The retro check from unemployment came in, and I hit 450 on Keno last night. So you know what that means. Section 139, going to the game, baby.
Be that guy, man. Be that guy.
Oh, I just got my ban up. I got.
I probably shouldn't. That's probably bad advice for you to be that guy.
No, I'm coming, baby. I got my bans cleared now from the fight I got in at Country Fest like 7-8 years ago. I just
show up to Beto. See Beto at Splitsville in pregame.
You're now allowed back in? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm back in, baby. I haven't been to a home game in God's not like.
You should go to Country Fest with us this year.
So wait, what did they do? They said no trespassing. You can't come in anymore.
Well, to start it from the top, I actually went. They held me in the holding cell for like 8 hours, and then they sent me to friggin' Foxborough Jail for like another 10. No charges, fortunately, but they stole like $95 out of my pocket. I almost had a fit.
What's it like being like held in that little holding cell, you know, on the night of a concert where you're going there to have a good time? Next thing you know, hell broke loose.
It was like 60 of us, and we were soft to the max. But towards the end, it just started smelling like sweat and resentment. But
what was it like in there?
You never felt like the hangover, you know, like when Alan and them get paraded in, they're all handcuffed?
You handcuffed the in there? You handcuffed to each other?
No, we're all just hanging out. I almost got into it with a firefighter because I was around like the time Departed came out. And I was like, that quote in the beginning of the movie was like, the firefighter's a bunch of a-holes or something. He goes, I'm a firefighter. I was like, I'll beat the brakes off you right now, pal.
That, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, I'm doing, honey. Get in the car. We're going to a concert time. Get a fight. I won't see it till Tuesday.
Green line,
hopefully,
Johnny.
I get in front of a judge by Monday by noon.
There's nobody better. His calls are always the best.
I mean, it's good. It sounds like he's reformed and ready to come back to the stadium.
That's what you need on Sunday, though. That's the type of fans.
You got a letter in the mail.
That's the type of fan you need, though.
It's his first time back in years.
Get off your asses. You know what I mean? Give your tickets to that guy.
Yeah. He's crushing
it. I'll beat the brakes off you right now, pal.
Guy wins Keno. You know what he's done? You got to invest it? No. I'm going to pay extra for Pat's tickets.
Go to Pat's.
Go down and get hammered.
Chris in Hartford wants to yell at me. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Beetle. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. What's up?
Hey, listen, this really isn't about, you know, all these guys, they go out there before the game, but kicking the ball 50 yards, 55 yards, right? And then you get into the game, and that's why you see a lot of the older kickers sticking around, okay? Because it's more of a mental thing, all right? And you can see with Brady, even though he's on the field and back in the day, he'd throw the ball 50 times a game, he's always throwing the ball because it's about repetition, okay? So to go out there and kick a ball, now granted, the guy hit the uprights 11 times through the season, I get it, okay? But that right there is kind of like surgery, all right? And you only get a couple of shots a game, all right?
Good way of putting
it. It's tough. You know what I mean? Like,
if you miss, it's deadly.
Exactly. Now, listen, you and me, I go out there, and I would ask you to go and do it, too. Go kick 100 extra points after the show today, and let's see. Let's get it on film, because I love watching you guys on TV, you know? But really, like, the next question is for Scott. I want to find out, ex-NFL quarterback, man, you've been there, okay? What does the defense for the Patriots do to set the tone against Rivers? Because Rivers does know Brady. If he gets his hand on the ball, even one mistake could turn this game. I want to know from you, ex-NFL guy, what the defense is going to do against Rivers. I look forward to talking to you guys in the future.
All right, Chris, good call.
I play a ton of man in this game. Meaning when you play man, your throwing windows tighten up. Everything tightens up. Rivers is one of those guys, and Jim's been laughing here watching videos of him like staggering, like of fans staggering in the pocket. All of a sudden, they see Keenan Allen. He just hurry up and chucks it from his hip, throws it up. That's what you don't want, those big zone reads where you got guys running wide ass open, and he's got the ability to throw it off the back foot but throw it early. You play man, it makes him hang on to just a second or two, maybe longer than he wants to, and that's where you might open up something for a guy like Trey Flowers. Trey Flowers got to be huge in this game. It's a big money game for Trey Flowers. It's been good all year, you know, especially now that he's healthy. But, boy, if he could start putting up some numbers in the postseason, that's what gets you paid.
Well, I hope they free him up.
Yeah.
I hope the Patriots find a way to free him up.
And I think the best thing going forward
they don't
is
have much up there.
Some of the cover zero stuff, though, that they've run, you know, with Flores. They'll get up there and they'll vacate the middle and just bring pressure.
The great news is the QB can't run.
Yeah.
He can't go anywhere.
It's like a punter. You know where he's punting the ball from.
Yes.
Like, that guy's going to be right there. See that center? Belichick's going to see that center? Here's 5.5 yards right behind him. That's where he's going to be when he's stepping into his throws. Let's get there.
Do you think this could be one of the best playoff games of this postseason?
If it's the, yeah, I mean, look at that game yesterday between the Bears and Philly.
I think it's got all the makings of it. It's got two really good quarterbacks, one great quarterback, one really good one. Let me differentiate the two. I don't want to put them on the same level because they're not, Albert. They're not.
No.
You've got the quarterbacks. They're sort of vintage guys now in that not everyone's playing the game like this anymore, but these two teams still are. The two old guys.
Feels like you got two field generals.
Feels like you got two good head coaches. I think the head coach, I think, is good. I have my doubts about the Gus Bradleys and Ken Wisenhunts of the world, but I think Anthony Lynn has been proven as a pretty good head coach early on.
What was the best game of the weekend? It was Philly and Chicago. Why? Because it came down last possession. It was a tight game. It was ugly, but it was a tight game.
You did see some mental mistakes being made by the Chargers yesterday. So there is a chance for why the Chargers are stupid. And by the way, we plan on re-racking why the Chargers were stupid from their last matchup, which we have the tape on. Good?
Yeah.
We'll do that tomorrow. We're not going to do it.
And Chargers aren't hiding anything from me. They line up in their stuff, you know? Like they said, they got some bravado about them. They're 7-1 on the road. They're going to do what they do.
And there's going to be 14 to 16 inches of snow, from what I hear.
Oh, probably more by Friday.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see as the week goes on. 617-779-0985. Love the call volume today, Zoe.
It's good.
Packed all day long. We'll get back to it with you next.
Zolak and Bertrand are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com.
Brian Flores apparently had one interview that didn't go so hot, according to a report that is out at this hour from Chris Kaufman or Kaufman. I don't know which way this person says it.
Let's go with Kaufman.
Kaufman.
I call him grain bread, like 12 grain bread.
You got bread. A Dolphins podcast is what he does? That's his deal?
Yeah, it's called 3 yards per carry.
Oh. Is that just about how the Dolphins suck? He hears that the interview. Why can't I see this? Here it is. I heard the first interview Miami conducted in this cycle was with New England defensive coach, it says here, Brian Flores. Hear that it was relatively unimpressive. I don't want to mischaracterize it. It did not go poorly. Just did not blow them away.
Oh, Gase is so electric. You know what I mean? Just you walk in a room, you just light it up.
Well, they fired him. But that's one report. And who do we know who Flores is talking to today?
No, we just looked that up. So the Broncos rescheduled from Monday to Saturday. So he's already interviewed with the Broncos.
Oh, so he's done.
So apparently that was the Monday.
Did they screw up firing Gase?
I don't care about that. I care more about, did someone tell him to reschedule his Monday interview?
Maybe.
I heard the story that I saw on Twitter was that the Broncos had to move some things around because of weather.
Not weather here.
No, it was there. There's weather in like Midwest. And
I don't know if that meant they were here earlier mountains. Than they expected to be or not. But
okay. Well, all I know is that there was no interview that took place today. He got it out of the way.
Well, if the Broncos had to move around, Bill's probably telling him, hey, you're giving you time to do this and you could hit it, but you're asking
you had
to be
4 days
for
off. The team had 4 days off, and we just found out our opponent
Saturday.
Yesterday afternoon. Yeah. No, you found out on Sunday. You didn't know on Saturday.
Oh, excuse me, Sunday, yeah.
You knew it's Sunday at 4:15 you were playing.
Yep.
And you've got players working today coming back into the building.
I think you kind of knew at halftime when you were playing.
What are you doing out there? Yeah. You're doing interviews on Monday? Come on, is that really in the best interest of the team? Is that in the best interest of what we're trying to do here this week? No. It's not. It's not.
I mean, so, you may have taken care of your job, but then that takes away, what, 4 to 8 hours of rest for you to get ready for the next day. I don't need you coming in here.
Well, not only that, if you're trying to sort of pass on some of what you've put together to your players, and you're not available because you're off interviewing for 4 or 5 hours, what? That doesn't work. I'm glad he moved it. I'm glad it got moved. I don't know what the reasoning was. It's good that it was moved. Pelly in Connecticut. Pelly.
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, listen. Did you guys watch the Houston Colts game? The clock management by O'Brien at the end when there was like 3:47 left. And a guy had to get a yard, right? It didn't even look like he got it. He blows his time out, right, instead of asking for a measurement. And then he doesn't have a timeout to even challenge it. Is this guy a moron? How do you not fire him on the spot?
I think he's got next year to basically prove that he's worth keeping. It's sort of like bleep or get off the pot, you know? What are you doing?
You couldn't come up with...
That was a more than winnable game for those Texans.
You couldn't come up with the damn single game. Crossing route? Not one... Pass attended
oh my
over
God.
The middle
there
or
was
anywhere?
Nothing over the middle.
Do you know how hard it is to throw the ball to the outside?
I couldn't believe it.
Do you know how hard it is in this league to throw the ball to the outside
as it is? It was there for the taking.
Yeah. I will throw one ball up to Deshaun. What's his name? Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Throw up one ball to him. Just take one jump ball. Shot.
Do you know what Houston is against teams with winning records? Teams, I'm sorry, I should clarify this. Teams that finish a season with winning records. So they may not have a winning record at the moment they play them, but a team that finishes the year.
What?
They've played 38 games. Mm-hmm. They're 11-27 in those games. They routinely get beat.
Sounds like Detroit.
That's
a Matt Stafford stat against good teams, right? Go ahead. Keep going. Like 500 teams.
Yep.
Teams of 500 or more. It's exactly like what Matt Stafford is. But this overinflated view of him. Yeah, I believe that.
I don't know, man. Billy O'Brien, not a good day for him. I just think the bigger question is not so much about maybe managing the clock. It's the game plan itself. That to me was horrific. You just talked about it. Brutal. Let's go to Tony and Shirley. Tony.
Hey, guys, how you doing? You're not letting anybody traveling. I haven't heard anybody talk about it. I missed the first half hour. They travel from Baltimore back to L.A. Then they're going to come here, and it's going to be low 32.
Yeah.
I honestly believe in the band.
4 feet of snow.
Well, I don't trust that.
You got a bleep blower, and you're leaving Shirley, and you got to go to Newport. You put four bleep blowers in the back of your truck, it's not an easy trip.
No, we talked about it. It's a factor. It's a factor. It's not going to determine the game. It sucks, though, for them. It's an inconvenience.
But it's a team that really doesn't have a home that has been sort of built on.
I think they're a good road team because they don't really play home games at all. They're basically on the road for all 16 games.
Like the Orphans. Like, we have no home. Yeah.
Mabel in the car today on her Cowboys getting a playoff win.
About time.
Hi.
How nervous were you in the final minutes there, Mabel?
It's now called heart attack football. I can't deal with it. And then to flip over and see the Eagles game, it was.
Yeah, you don't want them.
No, but you know what? I'm excited, and we're taking this one day at a time. But I think I just realized when we beat the Rams and the Eagles beat the Saints, the NFC Championship game would be played in Dallas. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm rooting for that.
Okay. All right. So
I'll root for that.
Okay, good. Thank you. So who are you picking on Saturday night? Are you going to go with my Cowboys or the Rams?
I'm going to go with the Rams, Mabel. It's early.
Hold on. I'm not picking the Cowboys. I'm rooting for the Cowboys. Yeah. There's a difference.
I'd like them to beat the Rams. I don't like the Rams. I don't.
Okay. Oh, really?
I really don't like anything about them. Yeah.
Do you think, honestly, in your opinion, that Cowboys can beat the Rams on Saturday night?
They can muddy it up. Yeah.
I think they can. I think it's possible.
It's going to hurt not having Hearns.
Yeah. Oh my God. Brutal, huh?
I don't know if you're going to be able to keep up with them score wise. You know, that's the issue. Now, if you can make Jared Goff look like Jared Goff has looked in December, yeah, you got a hell of a shot.
Did you not tell me though that defense wins games?
Yeah, it usually does this time of year. What did it do for Baltimore yesterday?
And I know that, but our defense,
the Texans, yeah,
yeah, Yeah, I know. All right.
These games are tough to pick, Mabel. That's it. This time of year, it's crapshoot.
That to me is like either it's going to be a close game.
I said it Friday.
Dallas wins, or it's a blowout 32-33-7.
I was starting to feel it Friday. I'm like, I like all the road teams. I like them all going into this weekend. Wouldn't be shocked if they all won.
Play some keep away.
They went 3-1.
If you're Dallas, see if you can run the ball with Zeke.
Yeah.
Play some keep away.
You can't turn it over.
Eat clock. No turnovers.
Dallas got that front is pretty damn good. That was nice to Sean Lee get the pity start. When that those guys.
I knew you'd have something to
what
say about
frickin'
that.
World.
I knew this you guy, would say this something coach about living. That.
Oh, I thought he lost the game. Start. I thought he lost the game prior to the game. I'm sitting there, I'm watching Jay Glazer. Now what I'm hearing is, you know, Sean Lee, he's got, you know, I don't, it's just like a nod of the cap. It's like just a salute to him. He gets the start today. I'm like, what?
Is that not?
You're taking that nut job off the field?
Is that not Jason
for Sean
Garrett
freaking
a
Lee? Like that's Garrett to a T.
That's Garrett to a T.
He wants to play with those two. It's like, I'm gonna same circle as you guys.
You know, you finally get Sean into the playoffs. You get back on track. Yep. It's like, I'm gonna show him a little respect and tip my cap to Sean Lee.
Well, Sean was the one who orchestrated like Dez's departure, right?
A ceremonial start in the playoffs?
That's Jim's guy.
What are we Sean doing Lee here? A ceremonial
Sean
start?
Sean Lee looks like, he looks like.
Like 100?
Emaciated.
Like, he looks like he's off steroids, yes, is what he looks absolutely like. Call like it is. He looks like he's off the road, off the juice. I mean, that's, yeah.
Hardy has headlines back at our Town Fair Tire Studios. Hardy, take it away.
Sports Hub headlines.
It'll be the Chargers for the Patriots. That's who's coming to Foxborough come Sunday afternoon for the divisional round of the playoffs. The LA team got the win in Baltimore yesterday, 23-17 over the Ravens. Other games coming up this weekend, Colts will visit the Chiefs, Cowboys will visit the Rams, and then followed by the Pats-Chargers game on Sunday, the Eagles play the Saints after Philly beat the Bears in Chicago 16-15. Celtics will get Kyrie Irving back tonight when they welcome the Nets to the TD Garden for a 7:30 tip. 7 o'clock pregame with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And college football decides it all tonight. It's the national championship game. Clemson takes on Alabama at 8. Headlines are brought to you by Northern Bank. See what the number one rated community bank in New England can do for you. Northern Bank, stay true, NBTC.com, Northern Bank, member FDIC. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your headlines anytime on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
From Gillette Stadium, it's Zolak and Bertrand, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
I think we can get through these five remaining calls before we get to today's takeaways.
Probably not.
Well, let's try.
Let's try.
James and Brockton. James, go ahead.
Good afternoon, fellas. How you doing today?
Good afternoon. What's
up, James?
The reason I was calling in is watching the games this past weekend, especially that Colts game, Matt Eberflus, that defense, that cover two, the blueprint, you know, comes from the old Steelers D. Who else? Buccaneers used it. The coach used it with Peyton Manning.
Yep,
my question for both you guys is, A, the matchup between the Chargers' defensive line, because you saw they moved Ingram and Bosa inside, and that's most likely going to end up being over Tooney and Mason. And we both know from the Super Bowl last year, usually when they put DNs over the guards, that usually doesn't end up too well for Tom because he can't step up because you have guys right in his face. The second part of that is the matchup of Derwin James on Gronk. Gronk's not the same dude that he was, so I don't see them putting Derwin James on him. They may put a die on him and then double him, and then put Derwin James maybe on James White. And one last thing I want to throw in. What do you think Belichick's going to take away?
Pardon me?
Again? What do you think Belichick's going to take away? Because normally he could take away Keenan Allen, or he could take
54,
away Gore.
54. I'd neutralize 54. Ingram.
Ingram?
Yeah, I just think he's more of a... He's more of a wrecker than Bosa. But, I mean, okay.
Other way around. Tooney's, offensively, what do you take away from the Chargers?
Oh, the running game. I think the running game. You neutralize them and you make that game one-dimensional and tell Rivers he's got to go out there and win the game. Right? Like to the point of what we talked about for 3 hours, pocket passer, knowing where he's going to be, no threat of the boot, none of that stuff, none of that misdirection. You know, they're not bringing jet sweep, none of that. No smoke and mirror offense. Line up and let's play. You keep your edges, and their backs in a passing game, too. They'll throw the ball to the backs. And that scares me because of the ability of the linebackers in coverage.
Oof.
That's a dink and dunk one, you know? Weather plays into it. We don't want to push it. We're going to dink it. We're going to run angles. We're going to run flats.
You can't help but think of, like, does a Landon Roberts get there and make that play?
That's the thing. that's an issue. Or Hightower. Yeah.
Whereas against the Ravens, it's a gain of 3. Is it a gain of 8 against the Patriots? Like, that's a big difference.
The short passing game, too. Like, Gates is savvy enough to... I know he's not fast. He doesn't have the same moves he has, but you don't think Rivers, that's his go-to guy? Look at that big third down catch
he had late in that game yesterday. I know it sounds
savvy.
Silly. It sounds silly to say there's a big difference between 3rd and 2 and like 3rd and 7, but there is.
Huge.
It is. It's a pretty significant difference. If you keep doing that, that adds up over the course of the day. Scott's in Alabama. Yo, Scott.
Yeah, I was wondering, Zolak, how long does it take a player to get accustomed to the cold? I'm worried about Sonny Michel growing up in Miami, going to the University of Georgia, and this really being his first cold weather game.
Well, it's about the issue of ball security with him and what they've worried about, you know, going back to his days at Georgia, the slickness of that football. And I hope he's not one of those kids that puts, you know, I'm going to be tough, I'm going to put Vaseline on my biceps, and that's what they'll do. To keep the warm in, they'll coat their – but defensive linemen will do it. They'll coat their arms with Vaseline, and it keeps the heat in. You get that on the ball, one little hit with the helmet on it, this team hits hard, ball squirts right out. That's what concerns me. Yeah, I don't think he'll be cold because, I mean, they do a nice job heating those sidelines with those benches and the heaters there. When he's out there, it's the ability of him to hold on to that football. That's what concerns me with him.
It's a good question.
Because if they do play some of that super nickel where they got that big sub package in, guess who's getting a rock? Sonny Michel's going to run it. You think Josh going to do that? They're going to be crazy not to try and establish a run here, too, with those edge guys coming up the field. Run right at those guys. Any good upfield edge guy, you run right at him. Sort of wall him off. And Shaq Mason's good enough to trap.
I'd send
all these
Sonny
guys
Michel out there this week in like t-shirt and shorts and be like, hey, go out there, run around in that for an hour.
Yeah.
Then come back in.
Just don't be like Odell Beckham and those guys came out shirtless and warmed up in Green Bay. We're going to be tougher than everybody, and then we're going to put the ball on the ground every time we get a chance to touch it. That tells you.
No, I'm talking about practice.
But that's what Brady said. That's the advantage we have this week is we practicing it. Whatever the game is, we all played it. Nothing you can do about that. But the mental preparation and practicing in it. You know, it's just that should help them.
Chris is in Revere. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, guys?
What up?
So, 48 hours straight in the casino, savage. And second off, I've been looking for a Zolak jersey online all day, buddy. I can't find one.
What kind? Do you want the blue, red, and whites, or you want a blue one?
There's a couple good Chinese websites. You can get them cheap.
I'm looking for them. I can't find them.
You want the blue one? You want the blue with the Pat Patriots up on the shoulders?
Yes, sir.
The Flying Elvises,
oh,
I mean?
Oh, God, no. I got 4 of them in my closet. You can have them.
Come on. Send me one, buddy.
Dude, they're the worst shirt ever. It really is.
You got to go on to the, those websites that Zo mentioned.
They're making them in China, I'm telling you.
Yeah, they do. Zolak's huge in China.
Price is not as high as you would think.
Oh, they're very affordable.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you can go, if you want, like...
Jim, where did George get all those shirts he gave us that time?
If you want the red or the white one...
Yeah.
From pre-1993, right?
Yep.
That was the year they swapped. They went to the blue. If you want...
Those are sweet. It's block letter. I like that one.
Yeah, if you want just the white or red ones, you can get those on the Patriots website. You can custom order those. The old ones.
Mm.
Go to the pro shop. You can get those ones still. Nike makes them.
Nice.
Wait, they don't let you buy the royal blue ones on the website?
Sure they do.
Not custom, no.
NFL.com, really? You do.
No, I don't think you can, though.
Yeah, wow. I ordered one.
Yeah. You can get those now?
You can put your
for the longest
on.
Because
it's like $140 bucks. Yeah.
I used to tell people all the time, you can... No, the ones from the late 90s?
Oh, no.
They don't allow custom orders.
So bad.
You can't custom order those.
Wow.
Legally, I should say.
Oh, God, they're bad.
I wonder why.
They would sell.
They got deemed one of the ugliest
I've made my case to the league office, 345 Park Avenue. They've heard my case. I've made the case. I've made the case to Patriot ownership.
These pictures.
And they just, you know, they laugh me off. They think I'm crazy. Yep. Could wear the same helmets, just swap out the decals for some royal blue ones.
To me, run a go route to the...
that's a good one. That's pretty good. That jersey, you can buy that jersey. It's a great-looking jersey. It's a
great-looking uniform.
Yep, I think they'll sell you that T-shirt, too. Yep. That actual one.
That was pre-Under Armour, man.
That
was before the dry fit stuff. That old champion T-shirts would just get all sweaty. Way down, like
Robert,
5 pounds.
Robert and Wellesley, Robert.
Yeah, some of what you guys were talking about, but I guess they are going back to San Diego.
Yeah, L.A. now, but yeah.
They're already there. Yeah.
That's a hell of a lot of traveling.
Yeah, it's not good, but I don't think it's going to determine the end of the game.
But you couldn't definitively say you're going to play out here, right?
How would they know?
Yeah.
They didn't know until Saturday night where they would go if they won.
Right.
Mike in New Hampshire. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I was wondering what you guys think would be a better indication of us winning for an advantage. The Patriots are 15-0 in their last 15 home games, or that Rivers is 0-7 versus the Patriots. So I was wondering what you guys think is more of a advantage we had here.
I think right away, without even thinking, it's home. The way they play at home.
You're the best home team, and they're the best road team this year. Something's coming. Something's got to give this weekend. Yeah. And that's
home
where...
record, to
all
me
the other
much
stuff.
Much more important.
But that's when all the other stuff, history, weather, travel, all those other things start becoming extenuating circumstances that add to the big one. And that's who plays better at home, plays better on the road. They've proved they're a good road team. Again, not having a great home stadium has given them that advantage.
Today's takeaways. We got through all 5 calls.
We did.
Today's takeaways.
Those were better
next.
Calls to end the show.
Yeah. We ended strong.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. And don't forget that most type 2 diabetics do see their weight loss go down and also their sugars get in check after being on the program for as little as 3 weeks. So check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com. We had a little discussion about Hardy off air.
Yeah, I know we did. I think you should bring it on the air. Bring it right to him.
Okay, so... I said, Hardy's morphing into that mechanic look. And you said, I never really saw
any mechanic I've ever dealt with is not dressed like Hardy today. So, no, I don't get that. I don't get the reference.
I said, so, if I would go into a place like Lambert's and there would be the guy in there stacking the fruit with the,
you named a specific big white apron.
You said, avocados.
Maybe he looks like the guy in Lambert's who stacks the avocados.
Because you got to stack. He's clean enough. He's put well together.
Which seems
to where you got to stack the avocados properly.
Just
you don't
wildly
want them to
specific. What the hell does that even mean?
Lambert's one of my favorite places to stop on the way in. And they always have nice people that work there and are very nice to me. And now Hardy's always looks nice. He's like a fancy mechanic.
Now you're backtracking.
I just love when the listeners get into it with him though over his music. Oh God. We had some good things.
Well, Tommy and Milton today got on him about
hold on a second.
In the Beatles.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
First, and we'll address the mechanic thing first, because you could do a lot worse.
Are it makes you saying, no sense, though.
Are you, I know. I don't know.
It it's might make sense. Hold on,
it makes
Peter.
No sense.
Could I be like the guy who you first
like
talk
BMW.
To
like if you
when
go
you go
BMW to
a dealership, and it's like you almost get like a consultant that's going to talk to you about, all right, what's going on with your M5 today? Oh, it's slipping a little bit.
Yes.
Second to third. Oh, okay.
Yeah, at a European mechanic place. Yes.
Okay, but what about your look today looks like that particular guy?
I think the pullover. I think the zip-up pullover because it's a little chilly in that area. It's not quite the showroom, but it's not quite the garage either. You know,
right.
You're in the
That's right.
Yeah,
in that area.
Parts and service manager. Jim? You walk into
cross between that and the guy that stacks avocados.
You go to BMW. You go to BMW down on Route 1 there and say you go and park the service, and there's Hardy there.
Right.
With his little mouse and his computer right there at the stand-up desk.
Yeah. I take that.
This guy's a little monthly desk pad out.
It's not a bad
look. Let me see if I can fit you in. How's Thursday look at 8:30? Would you need a round of time? Would you need a complimentary car, sir?
Yes. Where you pull in, you get out of the car and go into the dealership, and then they pull right through that door, right back out the other end and off to the actual
You're talking about the people that literally keep America running, you know?
Yeah.
The car's on the road.
Need a cup of coffee? Coffee's over there, sir. You got water? Would you like a water? Yeah,
I'll take that guy. I'll take that.
All right.
I'll take that guy.
Dead.
Okay.
Done issue. We're not talking about
it. And as far as before we even get into this, I have never said that The Who were better than The Beatles. I say that The Who is the greatest rock band of all time. The Beatles, probably the greatest band of all time. They're not a rock band. The Beatles are a rock and roll band?
Not in the sense that The Who is. No.
But let's listen to Dummy's Call anyway.
Hey, guys, listen, give me a few couple extra seconds, that is so true, it's not even funny. Hey, listen, I just want one quick thing. Listen, I love that Pink Floyd, the music you guys play. Can you play more of that, please, instead of the 80s and 90s trash? I'd appreciate that. That would be great. You know?
I second that.
Can we stop it right there for a second?
Sure.
So he wants to hear Comfortably Numb. More of that is rejoin music. And get everybody fired up.
Yeah, it'll get you going.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Thank you, though. I appreciate
that. I've tried, man.
Hardy's got some pull in that department.
Yeah, he needs steps.
But Hardy thinks the friggin' Who's better than the Beatles, so I don't even trust his word.
We'll start playing the Beatles. Let's play music from 50 years ago for the rejoin. Should we do that?
I'm sure who's better?
Go get Hardy. Get him.
Who's better?
Who's better? Who's better?
Yeah, who's better?
Who's better than the Beatles? Who? No one. No one.
Okay, then just go listen to the Beatles all day.
I'm a little angry.
Angry?
You.
You both were.
That guy was going at you, too.
I think you both were.
You're late, but you got him. You got him the best. Who's better?
You guys have history.
Yeah, how can I get called out for being angry when someone else starts crap?
We'll start playing the Beatles.
You're right. Can't be called out there. Good point there, sir. Yes. Your opinion is correct. My opinion is incorrect. Absolutely right. Well done. On to your next point. We'll give you as much time as you need. Oh, well, what's your idiotic football point that you wanted to make? Yes, by all means. Come here and talk about football. You're quite right again. Yes, very good. Call every day. We'll give you as much time as you need. Call often. Multiple times a show, every show.
What hour is that? 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock? That power hour of fantastic grouping of callers we had. Good God. Blair Main was in that group.
Tommy and Milton. Keep calling back. That was good, clean fun right there.
Jesus. Let's hear from Blair in Main.
Oh, okay. Blair is in Main. Blair,
go.
What's going on?
I don't know. Playoff week. What's up?
Hey, so how do you think Sony Michel will do this week, and how much yardage do you think he will gain this week? And hold on, give me a sec. I'm trying to swallow. Having some Cocoa Puffs.
You swallow?
I was having some Cocoa Puffs. Sorry, you're in Maine. Anyways.
My kid ate those for breakfast.
Okay, thanks, Blair. Hang up.
Is his area code actually Maine when he calls?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
We'll try and figure
it
out.
I don't think he's in Maine.
You think it's all a
gap, it's all
right?
Set up.
It's just a big joke.
Like he works with some marketing firm downtown and people paying the calls, radio stations and shows.
Well, that's his first product placement that he's ever had. That's the first time he's ever.
Did sound like Cocoa Puffs.
Carefully threw a mention of a product into his call.
Sounded like more like oatmeal or something. Now, that wasn't a Cocoa Puff. You get a crunch out of it.
So if he had a mouthful of Cocoa Puffs, how did he talk for the first 10 seconds of the call?
He's lying. He was drinking something. Product placement.
It tells you maybe he's up to no good there. Yeah. All right, speaking of eating, you bit your cheek today.
Talking and bang. Yeah. Bites the side of the cheek.
And he had a quarterback rating of 23.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the...
Didn't matter who the quarterback is. Nobody could stop the run.
Oh, my God. I just bit my side of my cheek.
And that will turn into an ulcer by...
That hurts so bad. Oh, my God. It stuns you. You like if you bite your lip or your tongue. Like, oh my
God!
Oh, you son of a yeah! God, that hurt. All right, we'll advance this game more tomorrow.
Yeah, let's talk more about the game tomorrow, the next day, the day after that, and the day after that. Four more days.
We got tomorrow. Billy Jaffe.
Billy Jaffe.
Hello.
Talk to Billy.
Good
we'll talk to Sean Grandy.
Yep.
About where the Celtics are at. And, of course, we'll be talking a lot of football. We'll get ready for the Patriots playoff game. On Sunday, Belgrade and Mavs are coming up next. I believe they picked the Texans to win.
They did last like did. End of last week.
And then they picked. Did they pick the Texans to win again? I don't know. I didn't follow it.
Well, wait. They're up next.
I want to hear it from them. We'll hear it from them next.
Yeah, not their year.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.